one. Can you all hear me? That's good. Now, most of you, but not all of you, used to come to his old building, which was on Beaver Street. And those of you that did go to Beaver Street, remember that on the wall behind whoever was preaching was some words. And just to help you along for those that weren't at Beaver Street, I've put the words back on the wall again. God is love. Quite a simple message. But how powerful the application of God's love can be. Quite often, we can simply just accept the words. When we read something, we can simply just acknowledge it in his brains, those few words that we've read. I find it in some ways difficult to bring words to life. That's why I like my TV. I find that watching a film as opposed to reading a book brings it more to life. But the Bible is written in such a way that the words do come alive. And this short message that was written on our wall in the old church, and is up on the wall now for us to see, can make such an amazing impression, an amazing difference, and become living words within each of our lives. Do we know the true power of his love in us, around us, through us? Or has it diminished in some ways? Has it just become one-dimensional words printed on a page, written on a wall? Something that we've read some time back. One thing I remember about the words on the wall at Beaver Street was how big the letters were. Now, it might be that just I grew up there, so I was quite small and they might have seemed quite big as I was growing up. But there were very big letters that were printed up on the wall. And I think this reminds us, whether mistakenly or intentionally, I don't know, that God's love is big. And maybe the difference between our love and its interpretation and the understanding of love and its greatness, its power, its compassion, when God is applied to those four letters. So So what does this love do? What is different? Can we physically see any difference in the letters? Is this love the love we know and have in our lives? In Scripture, John describes this love. And I've got a short reading I'm going to read to you. It's taken from 1 John 4:7 to 17. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. Now, to me, that scripture really puts meat around the word love. It changes the word love as we see it on the wall, written in a book, from one-dimensional to multidimensional. To me, in reading the word, or the few words, God is love, in Scripture, as we've just read it now, it changes it from how I see the word love and understand the word love, into a whole new thing. It reminds me of books when I was younger. And I thought they were amazing, these books. Adults don't get them. You can't go out and buy an adult version of these books. But you would open the book up and the book pages would suddenly unfold and spring forth into a three-dimensional image. I think they call them like pop-up kind of books. And although the words on the pages were still in one dimension, the story would come alive. The image would lift from the page, and suddenly it would become a more interactive book with whoever was reading it. And I always liked looking at these books in my younger years. In some ways, I think as adults, we can miss out on grasping what is in store, what is meant, what is laid out in front of us, even though it's just little words, what it actually means. And I think sometimes when we can think of these words, quite easily we can look at them in that one dimension. In verses 7 to 8 of that scripture I've just read, John begins in speaking of a fellowship love. Maybe a love we can easily relate to. But even in this introduction, we can see something enter into this love which sets it apart. God is in it. God is the instigator of it. God is the deliverer of it. God is the former of it. This love is not an earthly love, but a love from heavenly realms. Verse 9 then goes on to explain this love, taking it off the page and showing how it can be brought alive in us. His own Son as a channel, an example, a perfect picture of his love, alive for us now through his word. Suddenly, that one-dimensional love becomes a love which is different. A love which has sides. A love which has image. A love which has form. Conditionally or unconditionally, is clearly answered in verse 10. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. Conditionally or unconditionally? The answer should be clear to see. In verse 11, we see what seems to be a repeat of the first verse I read out to you, verse 7. but it is written slightly different. In verse 7 it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." And then in verse 11 it says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." In this verse 11, this is what's going to set us apart in this love, in this God is love, in showing our devotion, our love to the God on high, and changing the very concept of love as we might understand it. There's going to be a difference in how that love is shown. Suddenly, what we may think of love has taken on a new dimension, a new inclusion, and that inclusion is God. And in the next few verses in the scripture I read out, it describes a completeness and how it can only be attained in knowing and understanding this love, in understanding that God is love. God is love. Hopefully, you've heard that this morning. Hopefully, you've seen that this morning. Hopefully, you've read that this morning. Do you know it? Or is it still just one dimensional? Just flat on a page? Just flat against the wall? To me, and hopefully to you as well this morning, you've seen God's love in a multidimensional image. That can maybe be hard to grasp. It can maybe be hard to understand. But clearly, in this scripture that we've read this morning, that I've read to you, and that maybe you follow through in your Bibles, it clearly shows that this word God, or these words, God is love, is not a one-dimensional part of our lives. And we're not to grasp it as a one-dimensional image. But we're to take what's in this scripture. We're to take the words that are mentioned in this scripture, speaking of God's love, speaking of the story which is unfolded in these few verses. Firstly, it speaks of love. It speaks of what we show as love and how we show love. And how we understand love. So that is now giving you, I'll use a finger, that is now giving you one dimension. The next thing that's mentioned in these scriptures, in these few verses, is another dimension. That dimension is God. So now we have a two-dimensional love. A two-dimensional love that's in our lives. A two-dimensional love that is no longer flat, no longer taking a static one-dimension image. It's taken two dimensions. We then see in this scripture a third dimension. That third dimension is Jesus. Something that we can maybe all understand. Accepting Jesus, accepting his example, understanding his example of that perfect love. That love which came for our sin. That love which took the cross for each one of us. And as we read on in these few verses, we've gone to three dimensions. Suddenly, that word love is sticking out from the page. Suddenly, that word love is jumping off the wall. Suddenly, then words, God is love, is taking on something else within each of our lives. But it doesn't end there. Because in these scriptures, these few verses that we've read this morning, there is a fourth dimension. And that fourth dimension is a spirit which indwells each one of us. And it indwells each one of us in God's love. What power is available to each one of us this morning? What power those few words suddenly take on in each of our lives in accepting what was a one-dimensional written image in front of our eyes suddenly becomes something with image, something with form, something with reality, something with power we cannot comprehend, is available right now, this morning, to each one of us. From three simple words, this morning, I hope that something has stood up. Something has said, yeah, God is love. God has taken on a new form within my life. God's love is now being revealed in such greater clarity to me that the Bible is no longer flat text on a book. It is living word in my life. Three little words that was with me for most of my growing up within church. Means so much. Do they take that form in your life? Has suddenly four-dimensional image, I'll give you an extra one then, four-dimensional image taking on new life, taking on new form. I hope this morning that just looking at some words that we know so well have suddenly popped up in your life, are suddenly standing forward in a multidimensional image and become alive this morning for you. Amen.